Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, seeing red across the region, parts of the Bay Area on high alert, the red flag warning extended.
And if you're not ready now, fire crews say buckle up. We're live with the early season wake-up call from the East Bay.
Plus an overnight crash on the peninsula, a pedestrian left dead. What witnesses are just telling us about the alleged driver, and
they don't need mask ordinances indoors anymore, and certainly not outside.
Is it almost time to unmask? Why the former head of the FDA is using a Bay Area city as his example. Good morning to you. It's Monday, May 10th. I'm Lynn Keats.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This morning, it is all about that red flag warning. We have team coverage on the fire danger this morning. Kit Doe is live in the East Bay with the crews ready to go. Gianna's got road closures, but we begin with Mary Lee with how long it's expected to last, Mary.
And this red flag warning, Michelle, extended until 6 p.m. Tuesday for the areas highlighted in red. So the North Bay Mountains, East Bay Hills and Valleys under that red flag warning, tracking gusty offshore winds and relative humidity values that will plummet during the day into the single digits. So critical fire weather conditions as we head through the rest of today and into tomorrow. And with those offshore winds and that ridge of high pressure building in, we're going to heat up significantly, especially for our inland locations into the 90s. So 91 in Santa Rosa, 90 Napa, 92 Fairfield, Concord at 93, Livermore 91, and mid-80s in the South Bay in San Jose. Around the Bay, 70s and 80s. So 77 in San Francisco, and looking at 81 for Oakland with that sunshine. So tracking those northerly winds as we head through the rest of our morning and into the afternoon. Let's check in with Gianna for a look at traffic and the latest on road closures due to that red flag warning.
Yeah, it is up in the Marin County and it's precautionary. They're trying to play it safe, but there is a closure in effect. Fairfax and Bolinas is shut down until further notice. So they're hoping at least 6 p.m. Tuesdays when they'll reopen the lanes there. But right now it is closed in both directions. This is Fairfax Bolinas will be shut down at least until 6 p.m. on Tuesday. So we'll keep an eye on that. Other than that, as far as your morning commute goes, we are starting to see those busy conditions heading into the Altamont Pass. There is a wind advisory also in effect for the Altamont. You've got gusty conditions there. So be extra careful if you're traveling in a high-profile vehicle with your travel time now at 43 minutes, 205 to 680. And we'll have a look at the East Shore Freeway coming up in my next report.
Alameda and Napa County's first red flag warnings of the year have extended. They were supposed to end today, but as Mary just told us, the dry, gusty winds and warm weather will stick around a bit longer. Let's get right over to KPIX 5's Kit Doe, who is live in Dublin with a lot of concern there, Kit.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see this is pretty telling when they have the tractors pre-positioned here in Dublin, just ready to go. These are the ones, the big equipment that they use to cut those big fire breaks when you've got a major incident. And also, again, to drive home the point, they have a red flag that they have hoisted up here at the Alameda County Fire Station. This is on Madigan Road in Dublin. That red flag warning, as you mentioned, there was supposed to expire at 6 p.m. today. It has been extended another day, and so it'll end tomorrow at the same time, 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Now, check this out. This is the area covered by the red flag warning. It is huge. It stretches from Redding all the way down to Modesto. Here in the Bay Area, it covers the North Bay Mountains and East Bay Hills, as well as the interior valleys. As Mary Lee was talking about, look for gusty winds up to 50 miles an hour above 2,000 feet. Temperatures in the upper 80s to low 90s inland today and tomorrow. The National Weather Service says this red flag warning came about a month earlier than usual. That is rare, but it is not unprecedented. Alameda County actually raised a red flag warning to kick off a massive inspection operation over the weekend, also send home the message that we might need to buckle in for a long fire season.
We've posted the flag for our community so that they're aware that we have elevated fire conditions. I think just everybody needs to be more aware that this is becoming normal.
If this is any example of the way this season's going to go, there are going to be a lot of fires that are going to create a lot of damage and a lot of heartache for a lot of people.
And that was Doug Thompson in Danville, who spent Mother's Day weekend cutting back tree limbs that were brushing up against his roof. He's got a contractor coming out next week to deal with all that tall grass in the backyard. There is another ongoing challenge that carried over from last year. CAL FIRE has informed agencies that there will be fewer prison crews because a lot of them were released because of COVID last year. We're live in Dublin. Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
North Bay homeowners are also managing the vegetation around their properties. They're worried seeing September and October-like conditions this early in the fire season.
I've never seen it this hot this early, so we're scared.
Everybody needs to be on alert. There's very little that a homeowner can do on a red flag day that's going to make any difference. There's some things you can do before the red flag day. We thinned all our trees, got all the dead wood out.
If you do need to clear brush near your home, firefighters recommend doing it early in the morning. By the afternoon, it's too hot. The drought, of course, is one of the big drivers of the fire danger. We're tracking both on KPIX.com. You can even look up current conditions by zip code. New this morning, police on scene of a deadly crash in Redwood City. Witnesses say just about 3.5 hours ago, a driver slammed into someone and then took off. This happened near El Camino Real and Lincoln Avenue. You can see that whole area blocked off there with tape. No word yet on any information about the victim or a possible suspect. We have reached out to police and we'll bring you the latest as we get it.
Looking live to Oakland now, where today Governor Gavin Newsom will unveil his Golden State Stimulus Economic Recovery Package at the city's Unity Council. The budget, with a multi-million dollar or billion dollar surplus, must be released by Friday, and the legislature must pass a balanced budget by June 15th. Looking live out at San Francisco this morning, where many are questioning whether it may finally be time to unmask. This comes after the former head of the FDA said some cities, especially San Francisco, should ease up on the rules.
You look at San Francisco, 20 cases a day, more than 70% of the population vaccinated, very good testing in place. They don't need mask ordinances indoors anymore, and certainly not outside.
The CDC has already okayed losing the mask when outdoors in small groups, but now there are questions if they are necessary indoors.
When do you think you'll be comfortable taking it off?
Well, when things calm a little bit more, when I know that the virus is completely gone.
An example of how far California has come. In January, Los Angeles averaged 16,000 new cases per day. Last Wednesday, it had fewer than 300. That's a drop of 98%. Meantime, 4 in 10 Americans say they don't want a COVID-19 vaccine or aren't sure about it yet, but will they actually have a choice?
Many Americans have questions about vaccine mandates as the coronavirus vaccine becomes more widespread.
I don't think we're far off from states mandating it. I do hope, though, that they at least wait till it's FDA approved.
Those who are hesitant say they're waiting for long-term data when it comes to a workplace mandate. State guidance says employers can require an FDA-approved vaccine, but they must provide reasonable accommodations like working from home or people with disabilities or religious reasons that might prevent them from getting a shot. You can find everything you need to know on our vaccine resource page at kpix.com.
In developing news, two quick-thinking bystanders are being praised this morning for intervening during a car break-in in San Francisco's Japantown. Surveillance video from 8 days ago shows a suspect running with a suitcase down Post Street. Moments later, another one follows, and then a third suspect. The commotion caught the attention of staff at a restaurant across the street. The co-owner and his friend immediately ran across the street, dodging traffic to catch up to the thieves.
They saw me and I was chasing towards them. They immediately dropped the bags as I was chasing towards them. The second they dropped the bags, they were pretty fast. They were actually already on the other side of the complex.
I was yelling at him the whole time. I'm gonna get you, but he got away.
The two men say the suspects did escape, but not with any stolen property. They were able to recover all the luggage belonging to tourists from Chicago.
Happening today in San Francisco, the man accused of stabbing two Asian women at a bus stop is due in court after a no-show last week. 54-year-old Patrick Thompson was supposed to be arraigned on Friday, but he did not show up. He's been charged in last week's attack on Market Street and could face life in prison. The DA's office says in 2017, a judge ordered Thompson into a mental health program after he stabbed someone at a homeless shelter. New this morning, LAPD says one man is dead and three others are hurt after gunfire erupted in Hollywood. It happened shortly after 10 last night. No word yet on a motive or any arrests.
Weekend violence hit different parts of the country with at least 10 mass shootings. A manhunt is underway in New York after a shooting in Times Square. All three victims are expected to survive, including a four-year-old girl. Police in Colorado Springs are searching for a motive after a gunman killed six adults at a birthday party there before taking his own life. And just outside of Baltimore, cops say a 56-year-old man shot his neighbors and set fire to his own townhouse.